Welcome to your five for the day. In the early years of the first century, Paul and Silas were two men who travelled around the then-known world bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to people in different areas. They would go from place to place as the Holy Spirit led and guided them. Wherever they went, people's lives were touched and changed. As a result, Christianity spread and grew. These were just two ordinary people making a great difference in the world. They didn't go anywhere to preach unless God told them first. One night, Paul had a vision. In his dream, he saw a man over in Macedonia, Greece, pleading with him, "Come over here and help us." God wanted to use them to bring the gospel to Europe, to touch the lives of others, and in the process change and influence the world around us. Paul and Silas never limited the way in which God could lead and guide them. The vision settled it. They would go to Macedonia, for they could only conclude that God was sending them to preach the good news there. We could thank God today that their response was immediate. As soon as Paul had seen the vision, they immediately looked for a way to go to Macedonia. They had to catch a boat and travel for possibly 2 days or more to get where God had shown them that he wanted them. As they pursued this course of obedience to God, he started using them in wonderful ways. A businesswoman called Lydia was the first result and the first convert to the faith from Europe. Then a demon-possessed slave girl, who was also a fortune teller, started taunting them. This taunting went on for days until Paul could not take it any more. He commanded the demon to come out of her, and she was instantly healed. As a result of this, Paul and Silas were dragged before judges, stripped, beaten, and thrown in prison. God used these bizarre circumstances to get them to where they needed to be so that they could meet a man who needed their help. The strange thing about Paul and Silas is that even though they end up in prison, wounded, with their feet in stocks, yet they choose to rejoice. This remains for me one of the greatest testimonies, because at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to the Lord when he sent an earthquake to release them and all the other prisoners. This sets them up for a meeting with the jailer, who is armed and filled with fear and suicidal. We would hardly imagine this was a good time to tell him the good news, but often when people are at their lowest, it is the very thing they need. The jailer asked the all-important question, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Without hesitation, Paul responded, "Believe on the Lord Jesus and you shall be saved." He had the privilege of leading this man and his family to faith in Christ. In the end, the judges who had placed them in prison had to come down to the prison in person and beg Paul and Silas to leave the prison and the city. God resolved the issues, and they were able to leave. Paul and Silas had successfully fulfilled the plan and the purpose of God, and God had taken care of all the details. Thank God that he took care of all the details by sending his Son to be the Saviour of the world. Is he your Saviour? Well, don't delay, for now is the accepted time, while today is still the day of salvation.